Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 10th. You'll be interested to know, 256 years ago, today, in 1768, the first part of the first edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, recognized as the oldest continuously published and revised work in the English language, was published and advertised for sale in Edinburgh, Scotland. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect waist-high swell with occasional chest-high sets on Tuesday morning, remaining glassy with light offshore winds, shifting semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect chest-to-shoulder high swell in the morning, building to head-high sets by afternoon, with glassy conditions and light, variable winds. Thursday will feature chest-to-head high swell, remaining glassy in the morning, and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 4 feet until 11. After that, it's fair and 3 plus feet until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the east swell is 2.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 1 foot at 11:30 a.m., with a 3.5-foot high tide at 5:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 46 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for a beautiful Tuesday with plenty of sunshine and a high near 72, accompanied by a light west wind. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 49 and gentle breezes. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 71 and a light north wind. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 49. Thursday and Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 66. Nights will remain mostly cloudy with lows around 49. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a powerful Santa Ana windstorm has moved into San Diego County and is expected to intensify, prompting concerns of wildfires and power outages. The National Weather Service and San Diego Gas and Electric report that over 100,000 customers were warned of potential power shutoffs to reduce wildfire risks. Winds could gust up to 70 miles per hour in the mountains and 50 to 60 miles per hour along major highways. The conditions are the driest seen in years, with relative humidity dropping below 20%. The utility advises homeowners to secure outdoor items and prepare for possible outages lasting multiple days. Now on to sports. Last night, on Monday Night Football in Arlington, Joe Burrow led the Cincinnati Bengals to a thrilling 27-20 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Burrow's crucial 40-yard touchdown pass in the final minute broke the tie, ending Cincinnati's three-game losing streak. Despite Cooper Rush's 2 touchdowns Enrico Dowdle's career-high 131 rushing yards. The Cowboys' playoff hopes dimmed after a costly special teams error. In local sports, the Lakers, with a record of 13-11, are set to face the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Target Center on Thursday night. The Lakers aim to secure another win in this regular season series, where they currently lead 2-1. Anthony Davis, who is averaging 27.5 points per game, will be a crucial player for the Lakers. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves, holding a record of 12-11, are looking to bounce back after a tough loss. Shifting to hockey, tomorrow night, the surging Kings, with a record of 16-8-3, will take their win streak to Elmont to face the Islanders, who stand at 11-11-7. The Kings are favored by 1.5 in the City of Angels. In top news, a group of 75 Nobel Prize winners has issued an open letter urging the Senate to reject Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination as Secretary of Health and Human Services. They emphasize Kennedy's lack of credentials or relevant experience in medicine, science, public health, or administration. The laureates express concern that placing Kennedy in charge would jeopardize public health and undermine America's leadership in health sciences. Richard Roberts, a Nobel laureate, cautioned that the public did not elect officials to harm their health. Kennedy's history of promoting misinformation on vaccines and health issues raises significant alarm among medical professionals. In business news, in today's financial landscape, young men are taking significant risks in cryptocurrency and political betting, with some experiencing substantial gains. Many have seen their cryptocurrency portfolio rise over 30% since Election Day. A hypothetical portfolio of Bitcoin, gold, GameStop, and DraftKings yielded 62% returns this year, outpacing traditional investments. Interestingly, 42% of men aged 18 to 29 engage with cryptocurrency, compared to only 17% of women. With the price of Bitcoin surpassing $100,000, young investors are increasingly drawn into speculative markets, often as a means to navigate economic challenges. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $97,800. Ethereum is just over $3,700. And Goetzius Maximus is about 60 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has confirmed that the universe is expanding at a rate about 8% faster than previously expected. This finding aligns with earlier observations from the Hubble Space Telescope, raising new questions about dark matter and dark energy, which together constitute 96% of the universe. Astrophysicist Adam Riess of Johns Hopkins University stated, "There appears to be something missing in our understanding of the universe. Researchers utilized various methods to measure distances to galaxies, revealing that the Hubble constant averages around 73, compared to the expected 67 to 68. Further data is needed to unravel this Hubble tension." And in entertainment news, it appears that Chris Evans may return in Avengers: Doomsday. The actor, renowned for portraying Steve Rogers, also known as Captain America, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is considering another appearance in this upcoming comic book epic set for 2026. However, details on his character remain unclear, especially after Captain America's storyline in Avengers Endgame. Meanwhile, Robert Downey Jr. will reappear as the villainous Victor Von Doom. Directed by Joe and Anthony Russo, Doomsday is linked to Avengers Secret Wars, which is slated for release on May 7th, 2027. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor and producer, Kirk Douglas. And he said, "In order to achieve anything, you must be brave enough to fail." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.